I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. We have Mr. Bill Soroka with us. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time to be with me today.
Hey, I'm honored that you'd even ask. So thanks for having me.
Cool. So do you want to tell us about yourself?
Sure. My name is Bill Soroka. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I feel like I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I've gone through a lot of different businesses, and I finally landed on something that I'm extremely passionate about, and that's as a mobile notary and loan signing agent. I'm based in Phoenix, Arizona. I have a signing company, though, that does signings in all 50 states. And the most recent arm of that, I guess, is a notary coach and the Sign and Thrive notary training course and community, where I get to share my experiences, my expertise, and my teaching with notaries all over the country.
Cool. Sign and Thrive, is that your passion?
It is definitely one of my passions now. What I love about this business, though, is, there's so much. We get to meet people, sometimes on their best days, sometimes on their worst days, but the business itself, on top of all that, just allows us to kind of reclaim our agenda, get our freedom and our schedule back. So, I'm exhausted at the end of the day, but it's in a different way than when you're working for somebody else.
Right. So
I've been able to write a book. I just wrote a book about this too, called Sign and Thrive, How to Make Six Figures as a Mobile Notary and Loan Signing Agent. And that has been on my bucket list since I was a kid. So
really?
I'm so grateful for this business in so many ways, but just to know that it's a vehicle that allows for the rest of the dreams to kind of fall into place too. So yeah, this is my passion.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about the book. I just got my notary commission yesterday.
Oh my gosh, all right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and order it, everything's rolling. But I think it's cool what you do, as far as even you could tell you have a love for people, and just want to see people progress.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of my great joys. And when I have a vision for my life that I recite to myself every day, but part of that is to help inspire people to kind of get up off the couch of life and pursue their dreams. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in this business. I don't think there's many of us that in third grade raised our hand and said, "Hey, I'm going to be a notary public when I grow up." It wasn't about that.
Yeah.
But this is an amazing business because we get to help people, but it also, like I said, it's the vehicle to make other stuff happen. So I am excited. I love hearing the stories about the other mobile notaries and loan signing agents across the country that have really come a long way. I mean, from homelessness to six-figure income, or trapped in a call center job. Call centers, if you love them, yeah. People offense, but that's like my personal hell on earth,
Yeah.
In a call center again. So anything that can keep me out of that has really kept me motivated. So
that's cool.
Hearing those stories is really, it's really inspiring.
Yeah. I know you said you were a serial entrepreneur. What made you hit that point where you just decided you were focusing on this?
Oh, well, rock bottom. Sometimes it's a really hard lesson. I was a little bit arrogant in my younger years. I just figured that I could figure out anything, and just because somebody else hadn't done it yet didn't mean it couldn't be done. Yeah. And I think there's absolute truth to that. But, for me, I wasn't born with resources. I come from a very blue-collar family. We didn't have a lot as I grew up. And when I got older, especially as a serial entrepreneur that didn't have any home runs, you know, I had some some triples and some doubles and mostly bunts. I don't know why I'm using a sports analogy.
I get it though.
So, I was managing these like five or six different little ventures, and I was just sure one of them was going to take off. And of course, without resources and without the energy to put into each one of them, they all crumbled and fell and failed. And there was 26 of those types of ventures since I was in my teenage years. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was down in it. In fact, Thanksgiving weekend is like the anniversary of my epiphany. So we're like right there right now. And I'm so grateful for this time for that reason, because I had lost everything. I'd lost friendships, relationships, businesses, everything was crumbling because people had invested in these things and they just weren't working.
Okay.
And this business as a mobile notary and loan signing agent is the one that stuck around. And when I kind of went into my life, I did a results inventory and just said, how come I don't have everything that I want? Mm-hmm. I knew I was smart enough. I read all the books. I went to seminars and workshops, all this stuff. And I still was not getting results that I wanted. Okay. And when I really dialed that in and I realized why that was, mm-hmm. I was able to make corrections. That's when everything started to shift.
Okay. That's cool. It's a very inspirational story.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, it's being an entrepreneur is not easy. So it's actually cool to hear someone explain a story and be like, okay, have some hope, but focus in it too, you know?
Well, that was the key. You know, one thing that comes from 26 failed businesses is a lot of lessons learned. Mm-hmm. So I had all that information and knowledge, but like I said, I was stubborn and a little bit arrogant when I was younger, and I thought I could do it all without habits, routine, implementation, and consistency. I was looking for a lazy workaround, you know.
Yeah.
There is no lazy workaround. You have to put in the work and it, consistency and that persistence. The reason everybody says it, all the gurus say it, is because that's what works.
Yeah.
When I finally got over myself and I said, you know, I'm going to put habits and routines, and I started studying them and how the people ahead of me. And one of the best quotes is Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues. And man, that is so true, especially people who are truly successful share their information with other people. So they write books, they have courses, they have YouTube channels, and they just share information. So I was just absorbing everything, and then I implemented and I got into Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning, and that changed my life. And I structured my day every morning, and I added my daily dues to it. And when I did that, and I took ownership of this business, that's when everything changed. I went from making $1,000 a month as a notary to making $20,000 a month as a notary. It was crazy.
That's what I want to do.
Right? Well, and not only that, though, it deepened relationships, because all of this, this is a relationship-based business.
Right.
So when you start showing up authentically and you write thank you cards and you mm-hmm. follow up and from a real place, like you want to connect with people, not just sell them something.
Right.
And it changes everything. It's really been a life changer for me.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny. I found that to be true in real estate. You know, it's like you can't be so stuck on the commission. You really have to desire to help people.
And that is like it's a perfect business to share authentic relationships with. Mm-hmm. And people can smell it. They can smell inauthenticity.
Right.
So if you're in it just for the money and you don't care about them and it's real short, shallow conversation and you don't care about the story about why they're moving or why they're building a real estate empire, or where in your case, maybe they're buying a storefront or they're expanding their business, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't care about that, then you might get one sale, but mm-hmm. there could be a lifetime of transactions and friends and family that would emerge from that if you show up authentically.
Yeah. Have you found your balance in between personal life and work?
Personal life and work balance.
Is there such a thing?
I don't, you know, I know there's a balance. I don't know that I've found it. I think one of the traps that a lot of probably new entrepreneurs or even solo entrepreneurs make is trying to be the entrepreneur and then trying to be yourself, and that you can't separate the two. You are one. So everything that you do is your brand, but then you're also your own human being as well. So finding that mix and navigating it, I think, is part of the becoming process that helps us become who we need to be. I don't know about balance. Like, I don't know about what you have to keep in mind. Here's what's really clear that I did get clear on, is you got to know what you're, why you're working so hard. And if you are working hard to provide for your family, then you also need to make time for your family, because your family doesn't care about the big cars, the big house, the money, the big bank accounts. That's comforting and that gives them security, but they're in that because they want to spend time with you. So you've got to balance that part out. And I don't like the word balance, but you've got to remember that you are part of the equation too, not just your bank account. Right. So you've got to find what works for you in that.
Yeah. I usually call it a dance, but It's always fluctuating.
The dance, that is a great way of putting it. And I love that. So dancing in the morning. So what saved me is, and it's just like anything, right? We're going to have our commitments and our obligations, whether that is your family, your kids, your pets, your grandma, you know, maybe it's your full-time day job that you have to do to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. All of those things are going to come at you. Or even in this business, you're going to have to at some point work in the business. Right. Meaning you're going to have to service your clients. But that magical time between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m., no one interrupts you. That's my time. I reclaim those mornings. So I do the stuff that moves the needle on my business so I can spend time with people later on, or I can service my clients, or, you know, work in the business or whatever it might be. Yeah. You got to claim your time no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what comes at you. You do something that moves your dream forward.
Yeah, that's good advice. I'm going to take that to heart. Do you get any, like, normally, do you get too frequently asked questions about your business? Like, questions that people assume are not really sure about?
Well, it depends on which aspect of the business it is. What I will say is, like, friends and family, not so much anymore, but in the beginning, or even signing clients right now, they're like, well, you can make money as a notary public? Like, yeah, this is a real business. And more so than the money is the service that you get to bring to the community. You know, a notary public serves as like the last line of defense for mortgage and identity fraud. It's a big deal. And even though it's been discounted through the ages and banks do it for free, so people think it's not that big a deal, it's actually a really huge deal. And a bad notary can really mess up a transaction or mess up a life, because this paperwork we're signing and notarizing, this transfers wealth. This helps people make life and death decisions about each other. So it's a really big deal. It's really important that we own that and we become the expert on it. And we can apply modern marketing strategies and technology to this ancient business and really flourish.
Right. All right. Cool. You want to provide the audience with the information for your book or how to get in contact with you for training?
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally. Anytime. You know, I love talking business, obviously. Yeah. So you can go to notarycoach.com, and that's where it's kind of the hub of all the information. The book just came out a few weeks ago. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller.
Awesome.
I've got links in that. Yeah, thank you so much. It blows my mind. I'm so grateful. But there's a link there to get the book. There's a link for the free report about how I started my business. I've got my daily dues, those daily things I did to boost my revenue. There's a free report on the blog there too. Okay. You can download all of that. The course info has a 7-day free trial. So if you just want to get in and poke around and see if I've got a teaching style that you're going to appreciate. Mm-hmm. But really cool is in the upper right-hand corner, there's a place to book a call with me. So okay. If you just want to talk business, just schedule a call at your convenience and I'd love to chat with you.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Likewise, Sean. Thank you so much for meeting with me. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be a part of the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'll be signing up today.
All right. Great. Well, I'm looking forward to getting to know you too.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.